I feel like you do it too gently.
Yeah, you strike it so softly. It's a pianissimo.
Sun Tzu once said, it's better to tap the gong gently than to exert all your strength with one mighty push. You wait until your two enemies...
Okay, pause.
You wait until your two enemies are lulled, their earbuds opened up, and then...
That was too much.
I'm sorry. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm sorry for that. That was... They tried to get me, and you know, I didn't do the voice for Sun Tzu, and I, you know, and there's
what's
a lot
voice?
Of...
No, sorry, what's the voice?
I didn't do
which
it.
Which voice?
I didn't do it.
No, I'm just curious, which voice were you thinking of?
Sun Tzu's voice.
What does it sound like?
I don't know, how would you describe it?
I have no idea what you're imagining, that's why I'm asking you.
You can't imagine a Chinese guy's voice? Why is that?
I don't know. I mean, I've never heard him personally.
I've never heard him personally either, but I can imagine what his voice would be like.
What did it sound like? It sounds like RFK Jr. Wait, hold audiobook on. Idea.
Me
RFK
do Sun Tzu?
Jr.
Oh,
reads.
Doing Sun Tzu.
Sun Tzu.
It's better to strike at the enemy.
Wait.
Attack when your enemy is weak.
Wait, this is a great idea. RFK Jr. reading series for Audible.
I want to hear him read American Canto.
Of like Machiavelli.
Yeah. 50 Shades of Grey.
Not that one.
What other ones are there? The, what other
There's
books
no
are
other
there?
Books.
Bible?
Those are the two books.
Wow. Could you imagine? He brought the myrrh.
Wait, didn't we have an idea for a Bible episode?
No, we had an idea for
that's for the Christmas episode.
Oh, yes.
You're wearing a hat.
Yeah, Liz makes me wear. So Liz is like,
I do not
Liz is
make
like,
you wear this.
Liz said this to me today. She said, "Y'all are lucky that you don't have to wear that fucking yellow star anymore. I got you a hat." And how would you describe that?
I would never say y'all.
How would you describe the hat?
It has peyote, which you've tucked behind your ears.
Because mm-hmm. I'm flirting.
Yeah, it looks a little bit more like braids.
I'm fucking flirting.
Four locks.
I'm twirling my four locks.
Yeah, more like five locks.
No, they're four locks. There's two locks, really. I'm wearing a Jewish hat. And not the kind that you think.
It was a Jewish hat.
They have to wear the yarmulke under the hats.
I guess so.
That seems hot
but
to
it's,
me.
But it doesn't...
They always look like they're very warm.
But in the winter, they're the ones laughing.
Mm. Yeah, but in the rest of the year, we're all... I don't laugh.
I do.
I respect. But it seems a little excessive to have to wear the yarmulke underneath the giant fur hat.
Yeah.
All right, everyone. I'm Liz.
My name is Brace.
And I'm producer Young Chomsky.
Hello.
And this is True Anon.
I'm feeling so wacky today.
You are?
And you know why that is?
Why?
I relapsed.
You love that joke.
It's a good joke. He
it's
laughed.
Not really that
he
good.
Laughed. He laughed.
I always see it coming.
No, you and that you and when it actually happens, you won't. No. You won't. And it's gonna this whole world's gonna change.
Everyone, we need to talk about something before we get into the episode that has nothing to do with hats or gongs or really anything in between those two things. So we did a live show.
Four.
Sure. But we did a live show just 2 days ago. And we received a package of GIFs with a T, not animated GIFs.
And let me first add here, whenever somebody is like, hey, can I bring you guys something to the live show? My immediate thing, and I love anyone, if you've ever asked that, I love you. Thank you so much. I'm always like, sure. You know?
That's your response?
It's just like,
how many people are asking you? This is what I, here, here's a tip, listeners. Don't ask.
Yeah.
Well, no,
don't ask.
No, let's not discourage consent in any way when it comes to these sort of interactions. But no, you know, it's just always like, well,